Hello. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminar with Perry A. This is sort of a continuation of the, turn my sound down here, of our clay seminars. And the reason for this seminar is that we tend to affect our body by our thinking. Our mind plays a part in our wellness program, and there are times when I found when clay wasn't healing something that normally it just affects overnight. And when we delve deeper, we find a lot of mental anguish, emotions, resentment, anger, guilt, things like that can literally cause us to have dis-ease in our body. And I've been reading Louise Hay's book, and I recommend this book. It's her You Can Heal Your Life, her 10th anniversary edition. And it's recommended reading for everyone to give you some insights on how we affect our bodies by our thinking. And the intention for today is to choose to have a really good day, to release illness and dis-ease and return to wellness and happiness, to be kind to ourselves and to others. And Louise Hay says that four things that can cause major problems in our bodies and in our lives are resentment, criticism, guilt, and fear. And our innermost common belief is I'm not good enough. And I think if you ask everybody, you'll discover they have that innermost deep down, I just don't think I'm good enough. I can't do this. I'm not good enough yet. Well, we come here not good enough. We come here perfect, actually. But when we learn something new the first time, you're not good enough. We practice at it and we learn. We learn to talk. We didn't walk the first time we stood up. So we're pretty hard on ourselves. Louise goes on to talk about resentment, and I looked up resentment. She actually says that long-held resentment can eat away at the body and become the disease that we call cancer. Isn't that amazing? So I looked up resentment, and it said indignation or ill will felt as a result of a real or imagined grievance. So it's something that we hold, anguish or hurt feeling, we just don't let go of, and it festers, and it just eats away at the body. Resentment is very personal, private emotion, and it is almost always has no effect on the person it's directed towards. Isn't that interesting? We hold this anguish, this anger, this ill will towards someone, and they're not even aware of it. So today's topic is going to be a mental diet. And what is a mental diet? For 30 days, I want you to do not entertain negative thoughts. Do not purposely take negative thoughts inside of you and hold them in your mind or play around with them or go over and over them. No beating up yourself. No, I can't do anything right. No, I'm stupid. If a negative thought comes into your mind, immediately change the imagery from negative to positive and let the thought go. Don't dwell on anything negative. So it's having a negative-free environment to live on that for 30 days. Wouldn't that be great? Now, it's going to take practice. It doesn't happen right away. You know, the first time your computer crashes, you get these thoughts, well, any kind of technology that I touch goes haywire. It never works for me. There's your negative thought. You're not even aware of it. So you may want to ask a friend to help you with this. Ask them to tell you when they catch you saying a negative thought. It could be simple, something as life is hard. It's never going to rain. The economy sucks. I can't do computers. Any I can't thoughts. An awareness to how many times you shoot yourself in the foot is 9/10 of the battle. So once aware, it is easy to trade it for a positive thought and let it go. And we've talked about how to turn negative thoughts around, and if any of you have a negative thought and you don't know how to turn it around, You're welcome to email me, to contact me personally or privately. And I'll be glad to go through that with you and help you find a positive thought. I'm going to look over and see. I do invite any of you, if you have questions on your computer, you can type them to me, or we'll go back in a little bit and you can raise your hand and we'll check and see if you have a question that you would like to air online. I'm going to go over to our Q&A board and see if we have any questions there. Well, at this time, we have no questions, so I'm just going to keep talking. And if something comes up, don't hesitate to share. We learn together. Let me go back to my page. The notes and what I'm going over today will be posted after the teleseminar. Cheryl will send out a message and send the notes to you so you can have them to go over. So we're talking about a 30-day mental diet of no negative thoughts. Do not entertain them. Do not dwell with them. A negative thought can be a fear thought, a guilt trip, a resentment, anger, and just the ways that we pick at ourselves and pick at others. Can't you do anything right? You know, just do not allow those in your environment. A daily affirmation for today is, today I choose love and appreciation. Love and appreciation are identical vibrations. Appreciation is the vibration of alignment with who you are. Appreciation is the absence of everything that feels bad. So we're going back to our diet. Appreciation is the absence of everything that feels bad and the presence of everything that feels good. Now that's how you do a turnaround. Appreciation is the absence of everything that feels bad and the presence of everything that feels good. So you replace the bad feelings with positive feelings. How hard is that? Create your own good environment. Ask your friends and children, what good things happened in your life today? You know, I grew up in a small town, and people always talk about what went wrong. They don't talk about what went right. They talk about it hadn't rained. Oh, it rained too much. And they talk about their problems. When you say how you're doing, it's like you're supposed to have a problem. Well, that's not necessarily so. So when you're around people that start complaining, simply reply, tell me something good about your day. Can you find something good in it? Keep your mental environment clean. So, you know, how hard is that to say, okay, I understand you've had a trying day today. Tell me something that did go right, and help them focus and find the good things. And again, ask friends to help you. And ask them, you know, shift them towards what good has happened and what they have to be thankful for. And sometimes you can just say, I am so thankful today for everybody in Texas right now is thankful for 4 days of rain in July. That's unheard of. It rarely rains in July. If so, it's just a sprinkle. The whole state has been rained on and rained well in different spots for 4 days in the middle of July. So you come to Texas, we're all dancing in the rain and praising God and thanking for this summer miracle. Feeding your soul exercise is something that I want you to do, and that's focus upon what you want. When you just tell the story of how you want your life to be, you will come closer and closer to the vicinity of appreciation. And when you reach it, you'll be pulled toward all the things that you consider to be good in a very powerful way. That's a quote from Abraham Hicks. To focus on what you want. You know what we have, but where do you want to go? How do you want your health to be? How do you want your life to be? How do you want your relationships to be? Go there and envision that. Stay in that place. And think of how it will change your life. if your illness is gone, if you're well again, what are the things you'd like to do, and who would you do it with? And since you've been through an illness, you'll probably want to tackle a bucket list of things you put aside doing, because sometimes illnesses can really scare us and limit our life. So when we get well, we have this great appreciation and we're ready to go for life, the zest for life. We want to see the world, touch, feel, and taste things, do something different every day. That is pure living. So focus on what you want. And you can take a minute to dream build. In dream building, you know, you can go beyond your limitations, and it's okay to go beyond the realm of possibilities as you know them. You may want a big house, but you kind of freeze at the thought that, oh, it's going to cost so much money to maintain it and to keep the yard and to keep it cleaned and organized and to pay the taxes on it. And then you just talk yourself to living in a grass hut. But imagine that you have a full-time gardener to take care of the lawn and take care of repairs, someone to come and clean your pool each week, a cook, a maid, a service, your own private chauffeur so you don't have to drive around in the traffic and try to find a place to park. Not saying that those things will make you happy, but just in your imagination to go there. Allow yourself just to imagine and dream build. Be the princess. Be the prince. Take time to take classes and learn new things. Imagine planning a fundraiser for your special charities, having an event organizer to come and help you, to see the difference that you can make in so many lives from being wealthy and healthy, and being so healthy that you could take a walking tour of Rome or Greece. Do your dream building with a friend, because when one gets outrageous, it creates creativity in the other one to get outrageous, and you'll laugh and play, and you can describe your house and how many kitchens you have and how big is your refrigerator and how many parties do you have and who do you invite and do you have luncheons or dinner parties or swimming parties. Just go there and enjoy life immensely. Spur your imagination. Just dream and don't worry about the how-tos, and you'll be amazed at the positive things that start coming to your life. This is free to do. There are no limitations to it. So how do you want to feel? How do you want your body to be? How do you want your relationships to be? Maybe you've been hurt and you say, I'll never, ever, ever have a relationship again. It hurt too much. What if you didn't have that belief? What if you could open to the perfect relationship, one with harmony and peace and helpfulness back and forth, and someone to really appreciate you and support you and vice versa? So that's how you go about dream building. The thought for today is, this is my happy day. I choose to be happy all day. I choose not to let the unexpected bother me. I choose to find gifts in every situation. Keep that until our next time and read that every morning. This is my happy day. I choose to be happy all day. I choose not to let the unexpected upset or bother me. I choose to find gifts in every situation. That's mastery. I'm going to go back and see if we have any questions. Let me get over to the right place. Well, nobody's online with any questions, so I guess no one has any problems, huh? I'm going to go to the phone line and ask the callers if you would like to participate or have a question you'd like to ask or a subject you'd like to discuss of how to do something. Just press star 6 on your phone, and that will release a notice on my webpage so I can call on you and open the line, and we can talk about maybe a situation that's causing you stress in your life. How do you de-stress and unstress, and how does that affect your life? I really want to recommend that if you have illness that you are struggling with, to get Louise Hay's book. It's $16.95. You Can Heal Your Life, the 10th anniversary edition. That's the latest one. And she is such a positive person. She has exercises that you can do and how you can learn and practice staying in that positive mode, and how you can relate to or see how different illnesses show up in your body. She says that, get to my page, my notes here. That the four major things that cause problems in our bodies are resentment, criticism, guilt, and fear. They cause more problems than anything. Resentment is that long-held anger that can eat away at the body and become the dis-ease that we call cancer. Criticism is a permanent habit that can often lead to arthritis in the body. Guilt always looks for punishment, and punishment creates pain. Fear and the tension it produces can create things like baldness, ulcers, and even sore feet. I thought baldness was hereditary. It's just amazing what you can find out here. She said, I've found that forgiving and releasing resentment will dissolve even cancer. While this may sound simplistic, I have seen and experienced it working. So go back and take time to go back and think of the times when anything you resented, any anger you're holding against someone, ill will, guilt, any of those feelings, and just ask to release them. Help me release myself from this bondage of these thoughts about that I'm holding that are eating away at my body, and see what a change you can make in your own life. Body always follows mind, so thoughts become things, and the things we say create, manifest themselves in our bodies. I'm trying to think of a specific situation. After the divorce, I developed a back problem. I never had a back problem. I kind of had a pinched nerve. I finally found a physical reason, thinking to blame it on, but when I look back at now, I think it was a fear of stepping out. I had been at-home mother. You know, my husband took care of the finances and everything. I took care of the entertaining, the cooking, getting the kids where they need, the yard, and yada, yada. But I'd never really held a career job. And here I was, 48 years old, and stepping out into life, not knowing, what am I supposed to do now? What skills do I have? And it was a fearful time. And I think that's what sort of paralyzed me with my back problem. And then I started looking for a job, and I found one there in Seymour. It wasn't my ideal job, but it paid the rent, it paid the bills, and my back began to get better. I didn't make the correlation at that time. But now I can go back and look, and I can see how I created that. In fact, when I was in high school once, maybe it was junior high, when your ego is real, real big, I was with some friends, and the thing I loved to do most was ride horses, and I felt that was my gift and my skill and what I could do better than anything else. And, of course, we all want to stand out, and because I believed I wasn't good enough, I was invited with three other little girls, and we were going to one of the girls' ranches in Madisonville and going to ride horses. And I think I talked to them all the way there about what a good horse rider I was. Now, I had ridden mainly one horse. It was the horse I was assigned at my godmother's ranch. And, you know, he was familiar with me and I was familiar with him, and I could ride him and do anything. I could crawl under his belly, or he was a very gentle, safe horse, but I could make him lope and run and have fun on him. But when we got to this ranch, we went out to the crowds to get our horses, and they said, "Perry, since you're such a good rider, we're going to give you Diablo. He's a little ornery." Well, I got scared, and I thought, what if I can't ride Diablo? What if he makes me look like a fool after I've made all these big comments about how great I am? And during the lunch break, we were going to go back and ride after lunch. We climbed this mountain behind the house, and coming down, I stepped on a rock and I actually sat in a cactus. So guess who didn't have to ride that afternoon? I never had to face Diablo in my fear. I shoved it aside. And I look back now, and I called it a cactus for a crutch. What was the gift of the cactus? I didn't have to face my fears. A few thorns in my backside was worth my ego being embarrassed. When you're a teenager and your ego is so, so big, you want anything more than being humiliated. You don't know how to say, "Well, it looks like I talked too much, didn't I? There I go spouting off." But the desire to be accepted and to be good enough can create situations. And I want you to go back and try to find those situations in your life. It can be something small, it can be something large. It can be a cactus for a crutch, or whatever you felt you needed to lean on to keep you from stepping out in life, to going for what you really wanted. I'm happy to say now that I have a company, I have an income, I support myself. I'm relatively healthy for my age. I don't run and skip and jump like I used to, but I get around quite well. And I didn't know I could do that after the divorce. I really didn't. I was used to being sort of a protected woman taken care of. And here suddenly I faced life and I had to take care of myself and help my children. So things like that can scare you. But if you faced your fear and do it anyway and work up, and of course that job led me to understand what I really loved doing. And it was through it's a whole other story that we don't have time for today. And I do want to go back now and ask if anyone has thought of a story they'd like to share, or a comment they'd like to make. To press *2 on your phone, and I'm going to go over to the Q&A page and see if we have any questions. Still nothing coming in there. Y'all really have questions when we talk about clay, and our next session, our next teleseminar will be about clay. I do have a person here raising their question. Yes, this is Perry. Are you on the air?
Phone.
Hello? Whoops. Hello? Well, I'm having a hard time. There you are. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry as well. I have a cousin who is experiencing breast cancer, and she's receiving chemo treatments. I suggested to her that she explore the living clay. I was going to purchase it and send it to her. Can she do the clay bath and ingest the clay while taking chemo?
Yes, chemo. Clay is very beneficial and supportive to the immune system while you're taking chemo treatment. Chemo kills off everything. Taking the clay baths will help get those dead toxins out of the body. and a clay will rebalance her system. It wants to bring about balance. It will balance her pH. Her whole system is hormones. Everything is going to be crazy for a while. So clay will help bring her back to homeostasis. It's going to get rid of parasites. It's going to help healing sores. Often they get sores in their mouth. Their mouth gets raw. She can pack her mouth with the dry powder clay. If she gets diarrhea or nausea and vomiting, the clay will help with both of those. These are some of the side effects. Headaches, take a clay bath or rub some of the clay mask over the area of the headache and lay a wet wash rag over it. I think it would be very beneficial. I do have an article about that. And if you will email me at Perrya, Perrya, at Austin, Austin, .rr.com, or call me at 512.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me write this number.
Okay.
Damn. Oh, shucks. I'm sorry. I thought I had a pen right here.
Maybe some other people are getting a pen, too. So.
Okay. What's the phone number?
512-262-7187.
Okay.
512-262-7187. Yes. And, honey, I'd also get your cousin a copy of You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay.
Mm-hmm.
And how she can look at resentment in her life, and if she's had any of that, any bitterness, any anger, a hard life, a struggles, that could be building up and helping to cause. To learn to let go and release and forgive really helps in the healing process.
Okay.
Not saying it's the all everything, but it's called You Can Heal Your Life.
I'm familiar
by Louise Hay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the 10th anniversary edition, and it talks about how the mind helps influence your body and your healing.
Okay, and one last question. I came in on the call late, and I really do want to get into inspirational, spiritual kind of writing to enhance the lives of others. I know that you transformed your life, so do you have any suggestions of how to kind of get started or jumpstart that to get workshops or training in that area?
There are a lot of, and I have them on the website. Cheryl will send out an email to everyone with the archive of this, and there are practices that I like to do. One of them is Byron Katie. And she wrote the book, Loving What Is, and she asked us, who would you be without your story? Who would I have been after divorce without my story that I can't go out and support myself and have a good lifestyle? Who would I have been without that? I wouldn't have been fear-bound and afraid and holding on to every little penny and Scrooge, so to speak. And there are lots of different situations, and I'd be happy to talk to you individually if you'd want to call me and give me something specific, depending on what your challenge is.
Okay.
Maybe you've lost a job. That can cause tremendous stress and fear. And, there are lots of jobs out there. They may not be the job we want, but I took a job as a probation officer. Wasn't my ideal job. I learned a lot about life. It was almost like God has a sense of humor, and he's putting me in a situation to learn about dealing with people and life. And that I have, I had to learn about setting boundaries with people who couldn't stick to a schedule or anything. So it was a great learning step for me, and it helped me define what I did want. So often getting something you don't want will give you a skill to lead you to what you do want.
Yeah.
So
okay, I'll be glad to call you and we talk about it individually. I don't want to tie up everyone else's time, but I'll give you a call. What's the best time to call you?
Well, I'm free today, and just call me anytime. I keep my cell phone with me, and I try to be available to answer questions about Clay and anything else. So.
Okay, so this is the number that you'd like me to call you on?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I'll give you a call in about an hour.
All right. Thank you for tuning in and for participating. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else have a question? I'm going to go back over one more time and see if we have any no questions on the computer. Our time is up for today. I want to thank you for joining in. Cheryl will send out the link and give you this information. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to call me, to email me, and maybe together we can find the answer you're looking for. Not that I'm the one that's going to have it, but I've been down this path a while and I collected a few tools, so I just want to share them with you. Now, in our closing thought for today, this one we had last time, but I like it. I think it is appropriate for today. It's true mastery is more a function of knowing what you want than knowing how to get what you want. Don't worry about how to get what you want, but get a vision on what you want and how your life will be different when you have it. And I drew a random Louise card. She has a little stack of cards called can-do cards, and I just randomly picked one out with the intention of finding a message for this session. And this is what I get. I am a radiant being enjoying life to the fullest. My life gets more fabulous every day. I look forward to what each new hour brings. Now, isn't that great that I picked that at random for this group? I am a radiant being enjoying life to the fullest. My life gets more fabulous every day. I look forward to what each new hour brings, because every moment there's a new gift, and at the end of the day, I hope you will go back and have a moment to appreciate all the gifts you've gotten. Remember to do your mental diet of 30 days until we meet again, and we'll see how that's helped in your life. And thank you for listening in. It's been wonderful being with you and sharing these thoughts. And I wish you a wonderful day and radiant joy. Thank you. This is Perrier signing off.